People, what's happening? It's your boy JT Thompson, and I'm back with another episode of Gym Talk. Check this out, man. I got a great topic, and I have a great, just a great situation today I want to share with you guys. First off, I want to start by saying thank you to all the continents that I see that are listening to my podcast. I didn't even know I had this many people checking my stuff out. You know, I thought I just had like general people who check out my podcast that I grew up with, went to high school with, and things of that nature. But comes to find out, I got people in Brazil and Spain and Africa and England. You know, shout out to all of y'all, man, for, you know, just checking it out, whether if you like the podcast or not. You know, good looking, man. I really appreciate the love. But I just want to start out by saying, even with that being said, that just goes to show that there's people in this country or in this world who just love people and love good conversation. And that's what's up. But I want to start this piece out with something that happened today. And if you are a grown man or a grown woman and you have issues with other people from different cultures, grow up. If you're a Caucasian person with issues with other people from different cultures and different backgrounds, grow up. If you're African American who got issues with people from different backgrounds, grow up, etc. If you're somebody, if you're Asian, I don't care. If you have anything of a racist tendency in your blood, in your genes, get rid of it, man. That shit is old. It is played out, and it's time to grow up. So all that little racist antics, going in public places, trying to make a mockery of people and show out, chill out. Because after today, first off, today is a cheat meal for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get into the fitness talk, but I got to tell you guys about what happened today. So I'm gonna allow you guys to have a cheat meal today. Feel free to have some popcorn and sit back with your feet up, because y'all are going to love this piece. Y'all are truly going to love it. Some of you might hate this piece, and some of you might just say I'm talking shit, but this happened. This was real talk. This was live on TV if I could have recorded the thing. But anyway, me and my son, we go into, and this is going to take y'all right into, this piece I'm going to tell you is going to take you right into what the conversation and what today's topic is about. But anyway, me and my son, we go up into Wendy's. You know, it's a cheat day. He wanted to have some, you know, cheeseburgers and fries. So I say, you know what, I try to stay strict on my diet, but today I'm going to let loose. Let's go here. Let's get us a burger. So we go up in here. That's about five people in line. Now, I have to give you the demographic of people that was in there just so you can see where I'm coming from. There was a white male and his son in line. They were first. There was two older white males in front of me. Then it was me and my son. Then there was a white couple behind us. Now, this is not a black and white issue. However, this was the people that was in the vicinity. So I want to give you guys the whole breakdown. So the person who was taking the orders was a young black male, probably about 17 years old. So, you know, most high school kids work at a Wendy's or a fast food place. The manager of the store was an elderly white woman who had to be about 65. Okay. So she was such a nice lady. You know, she was very patient. But anywho, the male and his son, the white male and his son was taking, you know, letting the young man know what they wanted to order. So I guess he wanted a burger with double meat and minus the pickles or whatever it may have been. He ordered his son a nice little kid's meal. And the young man took his order, got his food prepared, and bagged it up. And, you know, it's like, okay, sir, you have a nice day. The gentleman looked in the bag. This is not what I ordered. Blah, 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 blah. Now, everybody in that line stood there and heard this man order what he wanted, because he took forever to order it. I mean, it took this man at least 5 minutes to order his dang on meal. And we were all standing there looking at each other like, when is this guy going to get done? So he orders his meal. I mean, he gets his bag. He's complaining. I didn't order this. And he look at the young man and say, you know, I can't help it if you don't know how to take orders and you can't comprehend on what I'm saying. So automatically I went into like father mode. Like if this was my kid, you're not going to be no grown ass man talking to my kid in this type of manner. You get what I'm saying? So there's a way that you can product yourself when you're trying to get your point across. This guy was completely out of hand and rude. However, that was the first straw for me. I said nothing, and everybody else in line didn't say anything either. So he went on. The young man was like, "Well, sir, I'm sorry, but this is what you ordered. You heard the reply that I gave you. You agreed with it, and you said that's exactly what I want." And that's what happened. He said, "I didn't order this." And he put his finger in the young man's face, and he said, "Now, you know what?" And he got the point in his face and said, "Get your manager, because you can't listen, and you want to argue with me like you want to fight me or something. But you want to go out back? I'll take you right now." Now, this is a grown man, every bit of 45 years old, going to tell a 17-year-old, "You want to go outside? I'll take you out back." That's the second strike. Now, at that point, the two elderly men who were in front of me was like, "Dude, what's your problem?" The couple behind me was like, "Wow, you feel good threatening a kid, man?" He was like, "Dude, he made a mistake. If he didn't order what you wanted, or he put the wrong order in the bag, it's a mistake, man. Be easy. He's a kid." He said, "You all shut up and mind your business." Now, he told this to the whole line. I said, "I don't know who you talking to." This is when I stood up, and he didn't see me. But I said, "You know what? That's crazy. You know, now I'm talking to the couple that's behind me." And I tell the couple behind me, I say, "That's crazy how a grown man can threaten a 17-year-old. I said, "Thank God it's not my kid, because we would have a problem right now." And they were looking at, you know, the couple behind me said, "I totally agree with you, sir." I said, "Hey, this is nonsense right here." So I stood up and I was still in line. And for some reason, he didn't notice that I said it. But when he turned around, he looked at me and then pointed to the couple behind me. Now, that right there was the indication of who is this fucker right here? Because really, he wanted to say to me, "Shut up and mind your business." But when he saw the size of me, now, people don't think that I'm trying to not toot my own horn, and I don't want you guys to say, "Well, size don't mean nothing. I'll be," and I get it. I totally get it. Size doesn't mean nothing. That person could have had a gun and blew my brains away. However, that wasn't the situation. That guy really wanted to tell me off, and he wanted to walk up on me. I wish you guys could have been there. But anyway, he said he was about to tell me to mind my own business, but he turned to the couple behind me and said, "Shut up and mind your own business. This has nothing to do with you." And then he looked at the two elderly men in front of me and said, "And you guys shut up. What do we got, spectators here?" And he looked dead at me and say, "And you can mind your business." I said, "Check this out, bro. You on my clock now." I said, "You first off, you won't be talking to this young man like that. Secondly, you won't be bullying him like that. And thirdly, you're not going to talk to this nice young lady behind the counter who's the manager of the store and talk to her in any old kind of way." Now, I said, "Now, you may do something to everybody else in here, but you ain't going to step to me at all." And when I walked up to his face and said that, I told my son, "Stand behind me, bruh. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you." He looked at me, and this is where we get into our today's topic. Stay in shape for those just in case moments. And this right here was a just in case moment where if I would have been anybody else looking any old kind of way in that place of business, that dude would have tried a number. Trust me, because everybody who was there, he was in their face, pointing in their, got his finger all in their face. Because he was a pretty built dude. He had to be about, you know, 5'11", about 195 pounds, maybe 200. He had a little build on him. But I know you all know, when you see a dude who really works out and who's a bodybuilder like myself, normally, when we walk in certain places, people stop and look. Once again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm this big badass guy. Anybody who know me know that I'm really a lame. I'm a square. I'm so far from the tough guy. Trust me. They will tell you Jimmy is not a tough guy. However, I won't, you know, I don't take no trash from nobody. But you guys know when you see a bodybuilder walk in the building in any place, people normally stop and stare and say, God damn, this dude is huge. And most people will make a comment and say, that dude will whoop everybody's butt up in. You know, they'll say something like that. And it's really, they said it just as a gesture, like, this dude is huge. That guy looked at me and he saw that. He saw that I could step to him and act tough, but I could lose this battle. And he knew he was going to lose this battle. So this is going to tell, and I just want to tell you guys that he eventually got his little order together. He kept his mouth shut from that point when I got in his face. He kept his little mouth shut, walked out, rolled his little eyes off at everybody, got his son. And you know what the sad part about this? His son and my son, at the beginning of the whole thing of walking into the Wendy's, they were playing. You know how little kids see each other in line and they kind of like make little googly faces and, you know, do little cartwheels and, you know, they're playing, you know, they're trying to get each other's attention. Even after all of that, that dude's son still wanted to play with my son. This is what I call when people who have a issue with people, this man, and I don't care what nobody says, but this is just my opinion, and some of you may have a different opinion on this whole situation, but this guy was clearly a racist asshole, because he really, even though he went off on every, or tried to go off on everybody in there, that young man behind the counter, he had something against him other than he got his order wrong. Now, I have been in many fast food restaurants, and people get my order wrong all the time, and I'm not about to get in their face and tell them I'll take them out back and all of that craziness, especially if you a kid. Who does that? So that guy has something against that young man. Furthermore, this is what I would call when racism is a learned behavior. Because the little boy clearly wanted to play with my son, but his dad was in his ear, you know, probably telling him, you don't play with those type of little, you know. And he whispered under his breath while he was at the counter, I wonder if he has a prison record. And I didn't care about him whispering that under his breath, because my thing is, you can say what you want to say, bro, long as you don't come to my face saying that. You can say it behind my back, you can say it under your breath, and we cool. But you don't come to my face with that craziness. So this takes us in today's topic, staying fit for those just in case moments. If this was a situation where I wouldn't be in shape or taking care of myself or making sure things are in proper perspective, this probably would have been a lost battle for me. Now, when most people see you are in good shape and you look like you're somebody of in great conditioning, they normally kind of back off you. They normally say, "Eh, I'm a leave that one alone." And for you women, stay in the gym, because you never know when you can come and take kickboxing lessons, things of that nature, because you never know when you run into a clown in the street who got something against you of your race, culture, or ethnicity, or background, and they want to try to act a damn fool on you. And this can apply to anybody. I'm not just talking about a black-white issue. I'm talking about anybody. Stay in shape for these just-in-case moments, because you do not want to be a person that's not in great conditioning, walking around and worried about keeping a gun on you at all the times. Because just like today's situation, nobody, well, the old men, maybe they might have had a gun, but this guy clearly didn't have a gun on him, and I didn't have one on me. So at that point, if we was going to knuckle up, I'm winning. Trust me, he would have lost that battle. You get what I'm saying? So don't depend on firearms all the time, because that's the leading topic in today's politics is firearms, you know, the right to bear arms. And you never know when that moment, that glorious moment, you don't have it. And you got to defend yourself, and you're not in shape, you're not in condition, you don't work out, and you about to take a L. Trust me on this, people. Do the right thing. Stay in shape. Grow up. Leave that racism shit in the past. Because we can't afford to live our lives in a generation and in today's society hating everybody. We already got enough issues as it is, dealing with just our family members. And we want to go out here and hate people just because of their race, culture, ethnicity, and background? That's crazy. Get it together, man. Keep yourself in shape. Get your mind mentally in shape. And get your act together. Because this is getting beyond crazy. And I thought I wouldn't really encounter a situation like this today. I wasn't even looking for nothing like this today. I was looking to have a nice little time with my son. But thank God that I was in a situation where if that would have happened, he was going to take the L. To all my people, I hope you guys listen to this, take heed to it, and I hope you find some, some food for thought in this, because I don't want to see none of us be in a situation where we mess around and take L's, being in a situation where we lose and we not physically in shape. Most off, and more importantly, stay in shape for just your own well-being and the reason why we all do it is because we're all getting older in life. Don't be a joker out here trying to your best to get back in shape and damn near 50. It's harder and it's frustrating. And I feel bad for people who are pushing on 50, trying to get back in shape, trying to get their body back. And it's frustrating for them to do it because they really don't have the motivation. They don't even have the push. Don't be one of those people. If you're a young man listening to this or a young woman and you're not even 35 yet, get your ass in the gym. Get it together. My name is JT Thompson. I'll be back to y'all again with another episode of Gym Talk. My voice is a little hoarse right now because I have to cuss this dude out. But hey, let's get it together, man. One love.